I mean, you can never perfectly overcome every piece of adversity ever, but the way to overcome in general is to have a really quiet, clean, organized, awesome, dedicated spot to use your brain to work in your business, and then to use a productivity planner to make sure that you're working on the right things that day in your business. You can't do it all in a day. You can't do it all in a week. It's those boring, daily, consistent habits over the course of a year that is going to transform your business.
Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Everybody, Josh here. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. How the heck are you? It's Wednesday. I can't believe it. We're rolling. I have a really important quick tip. So see, I am moving into a new office. We moved to the other side of Michigan to a town called Ludington. And originally I was going to build this epic, ridiculously cool mega office in the fourth level of our house. Our house is really tall. So it has, you know, three levels. And then there's actually a fourth level, which would have been like a, I don't know, maybe a 600 to 800 square foot, super awesome office. I was going to do my podcast from the top of the castle house because our house is kind of shaped like a castle. And that was the original plan, but that came to an abrupt halt as I realized I really could not get the type of internet I needed to really do my job. And we live out in the middle of the country, and as frustrating as it is, it just wasn't working. So instead, I moved downtown Ludington, which is a historic older town, here in Michigan, right on Lake Michigan, and I rented a little office. So we're calling this office Send Gym North, which is really cool because just me and my wife will be working out of here. and I have three rooms in this office, and one of them I'm putting all these acoustic panels all over the walls, and I'm soundproofing the window, and I'm going to try to get my audio dialed in. The reason I tell you all that is I'm going through this process of setting this office up. I'm reminded of something that's going to be important and valuable to you. And it has to do with productivity. And for me, I don't know about you, but for me, the environment that I'm in has a huge impact on my ability to produce, to be effective, to get stuff done. I'm super sensitive and like really OCD about my environment and my desk. And I have to have flat surfaces and they have to be clean a certain way. And I got to have everything set up. And until it's set up the right way, it drives me nuts. It's almost like it puts me in a funk and I can't get out of it. And it's been hard going into this year because I waited too long to get started on this office. And we have all this craziness going on, and we're really close right now, and I'm feeling really encouraged about it. But here's a way that you can make money instantaneously by just doing one thing. I want you to look at your environment that you do work in. And if you've heard me talk before, I talk about listing out all the jobs and the responsibilities that you have in your company on a sheet of paper, and list exactly every single thing that you do for your company, and then put a dollar per hour value next to each thing. So for example, if you go in the field and you do the service of whatever service you offer or whatever, or you sell the stuff out of your store, then that's a thing. What is the value per hour in dollars for that thing? Is it $10 an hour, $15? What could you pay someone market rate for to do that thing? If you go to the bank and make the bank deposits, that's a thing. If you go to, I always use the toilet paper example for your office. If you go buy the toilet paper for your office, that's a thing. And if you really go deep on this, even though it's really annoying, it will really open your eyes, because you should have like 50 things on your list. Like, there's so much stuff you do for your company that you don't even realize. You answer the phone, you call an angry customer back, you go into your CRM system and do all the bookkeeping and whatever, right? Like, there's so much stuff. And most of the stuff that you do is a lower level item, meaning that you could replace yourself for not that many dollars per hour to do it. Some higher level items might be like planning or doing like bookkeeping or accounting stuff. If you're good at that, you know, that might be like a $30, $40, $50 an hour type item. But the real money is in sales and also in strategic planning and getting a clear head about your business. So the massive amounts of money that you really are going to make in the future come when you're in a quiet place
thinking about your business, working on your business instead of in your business, right? And for me, your environment is really, really important. I know a lot of people that come into my Automate Grow Sell Bootcamp, when I talk to them, they have like the most chaotic work situation ever, right? Maybe they have like their kid's playroom is 5 feet from their desk, which is covered in junk. And it's really difficult. It's not really difficult. It's impossible to build a significant business in that type of an environment. And you will make so much more money this year if you put in the effort, and I don't care how much money it costs, put in the money to build yourself whatever your ideal environment is to operate. That's how you become highly productive. So number one, list out all the stuff that you currently do. Put a dollar value on each of those things, and then prioritize that list from the cheapest dollar per hour stuff down to the most expensive. Start delegating more of the lower level stuff to your team and get yourself in a great environment where you can think and be creative and really see things clearly. It makes a huge impact. You don't have to do more hard work and do more and more and more and more stuff for your business to grow. You need to actually do less stuff, but has to be more focused. There's this really cool booklet that I haven't used in several months, but it's called a Productivity Planner. And I'll have my podcast show notes person put a link in the show notes where you can find one. But it's this little black book called the Productivity Planner. And each day you basically list out like three things that you want to get done that day, and you prioritize them from like the most important to the least important. And then you just kind of plan out how long it will take and things like that. And doing that one thing in the correct environment is not hard, but the amount that you get done is just unbelievable. I know for me, when I have my cleaning company, some days I would go into work and everything was just totally out of control. I'd be positive and happy. I get there and it's like the phone rings and you get an email and then your employee doesn't show up and your day's done. It's over and you're sucked into the field or you're doing a whole bunch of stuff. And at the end of the day, it doesn't feel like you really did anything. You just feel like you got the crap beat out of you. And the way to overcome that, I mean, you can never perfectly overcome every piece of adversity ever, but the way to overcome in general is to have a really quiet, clean, organized, awesome, dedicated spot to use your brain to work in your business, and then to use a productivity planner to make sure that you're working on the right things that day in your business. You can't do it all in a day. You can't do it all in a week. It's those boring, daily, consistent habits over the course of a year that is going to transform your business. I mean, what if you just doubled your average ticket this year? What if that's the only thing that changed? What if your profit margin went from 25% to 40% this year? What would that do for you? Just that one thing, right? What would happen if you had three more super awesome rock star employees working for you that really understood your business and were all in? What if that was what has happened this year for your business? Would that be huge for you? Of course it would. And those are only like a few things. What if all of those things happen? Well, they can, but you have to be disciplined and organized, and you have to be productive. And you don't want to confuse being very busy with being productive, because they're not the same thing. When I would interview people to be like an office manager or to work for me in a capacity where they have to be highly organized, I'd usually send someone out to look in the person's car that came in for the interview, because this is kind of a weird thing, but it makes sense to me. You know, some people are just organized by nature and their car is nice and neat and orderly, and they would be so stressed out if they had like a McDonald's bag on the floor. Like, that would never happen. Now for me, I am not organized by nature, but I love being organized. I hate getting organized, but I love being organized. So whether you need someone to help you or you just have to just get it done and just muscle through it, no matter what, get yourself organized, get your office cleaned out, get all the crap out of there that you don't need so you can focus. And also, don't spare, be a cheapskate with your office. For example, when we did our Birds Beware office originally, the first really nice office we got, we spent like, I don't know, like $10,000 just on stuff to go on the walls and signage and to make it feel like this really cool place, like for culture reasons. So that when you went in there, it felt like this warm, welcoming thing. And it was a ton of money to us at the time to do that. But I knew even back then that the environment that our team was in was super, super important. That's why places like Google and Facebook, they have these really cool workspaces. You can do a miniature version of that for yourself. In the new office here at Send Gym North, it's an old 100-year-old building, but we are going to make it freaking awesome. I have a whole bunch of custom canvases that I'm going to get printed up, and it has the Latimer Birthright on it, which is this awesome thing. I'll have to read that on the podcast sometime. But the Latimer Birthright is something I trained my sons to memorize for our family. It tells them who they are, what their birthright is, and what kind of men they're going to grow up to be. That'll be like on my walls, like pictures of my family and on big canvases and quotes that I always say on the podcast and things to inspire me will be surrounding me in my workspace because it makes a big deal, it makes a big difference. Excuse me. So that's it, guys. I hope you have a great middle of your week, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.